Hello there.
Hi, Lawrence.
Nita. No, Lawrence.
Oh, hi there. Hello. Dad was obviously trying to get through, and I just wondered if there was any problems with Mariama or anything. Anything to do with her coming over, no?
No, we haven't heard from Gareth yet, and I tried to get in touch with the Limb Centre, and Richard didn't get back to me, so
okay.
need to try again tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we're staying at Rose Lake tonight, which is quite a lovely spot. There's so much salt in the water that it's pink.
Hmm.
But we've spent all day. It was the elections, and of course the president didn't get it. He wasn't re-elected. So we've spent...
You in Senegal?
Yes. We're in Dakar all day. I needed to get the Mauritanian visa, and we're hoping to get it the same day, but they won't issue it the same day. Got to go back tomorrow at 3:00. So we will attempt to get back tomorrow, but we were there for hours today, just getting through the traffic.
Mm.
I forget how many hours it was. So we'll leave about 10 o'clock tomorrow because there's going to be more celebrations. So it's going to be pretty hectic. But it was just a bit of a standstill. And poor old Dennis, we're sort of crawling along, I mean, hardly moving in the traffic. And these guys were frantically telling us there was something wrong with the vehicle. So three of us got out. And in the meantime, somebody grabbed, without us knowing, Dennis's wallet.
Hmm.
So that's gone.
Oh dear.
So, it's all very exciting.
Hmm. So yeah. when does the trip actually properly start?
Well, when I get the Mauritanian visa. We pick that up at 3:00 tomorrow. I mean, the trip's actually started. I mean, you know, right from when we left Banjul.
Hmm.
So we've...
I tell you what, Mum, just... Spend 1 minute describing what you've done so far.
What I've done so far? Okay, well, we left Banjul, that's where we had a couple of bumps, and then we headed to Senegal, but it was going to get dark, and we needed to find a safe place to wild camp. And it was really very nice. It was sort of open plains with eucalyptus trees all around, and we wild camped there. Shuffle the goats, muck out the way. Dennis was cooking, and everybody else putting tents up. And it was very pleasant. It was a beautiful, warm evening, and I enjoyed it. I didn't sleep particularly well, but I don't anyway, as you know.
Mm.
But I enjoyed it. And then we left and headed for Dakar. But it's just been chock-a-block. We should have been there. We got up when it was dark. I think we woke up at what, 6 o'clock. And packed everything away just as dawn was breaking, but it took us hours just to get to Dakar with all the traffic and the potholed roads and everything. So tomorrow we'll pick the visa up after 3:00. And of course, nothing's straightforward. You have to go and get your photographs and then something else printed, so you're running back and forth with your Dennis was.
But you're almost there.
And then tomorrow we're heading for the Zebra Bar, which is, I believe, near St. Louis.
Hmm.
And the vehicle's going to have some work done on it there.
Yeah, what happened on the ferry? Because you got hit, didn't you?
Yes, twice. And Sadie's vehicle backed into the trailer and smashed his back or front end. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
And then we managed to get in the compound because it was so hectic, there was only one ferry working. But I managed to show the card with the minister's name on it, and we actually got in, but we had to wait. Oh, what time was it? We got there at, what, 10? If we got on the ferry at 3:00, half two, 3:00. And then as we were in the compound, you know that in the compound, a lorry reversed into the trailer. And that's before we even left the Gambia. But yeah, I enjoyed wild camping. It was really, really nice.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it even more in the Sahara.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Really excited.
You lucky girl.
And if you look, I haven't seen it, but if you look at the crypta, it's a meteor that crashed thousands, millions of years ago. And it's 7 miles across, or the circumference, I'm not sure which. And it's called the Chinquetti crater. Chinquetti. So we're going to head for that, which is good because they can do more mileage if they haven't got watching the scooters. We can go and do these things. But it's really interesting here because there's salt everywhere. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a very busy place, but it's interesting, very interesting. And you have to look at the lake, when the sun's on it, to get the pink shimmer. But there's so much salt, you just float in it.
Yeah. Well, keep sending text message updates. Tomorrow I'm going to send out the website link to everybody, and this is basically going to be the story over the next 2 weeks of you coming back across the Sahara. So, but just make sure you say at least one place that you visited that day, and then I can put a picture up so people can see where you've been, and then I just copy the text message information into the website.
Okay. Well, right. I'm sure, in fact, I know Ian's going to be working on the vehicle. I'm not sure quite what the problem is, but there needs to be some welding done.
Yes.
We may have to stay there 2 nights. I'm not sure. Depends how the work goes.
Okay.
And then we head to Mauritania, and I think we're there for two nights in Mauritania. We're wild camping 1 night. But if I just send you a text message each day,
yes,
show you where we are roughly. So pick up the Mauritanian visa tomorrow so you can put all that in. I'm really enjoying it, and it's a fantastic experience for me. I'd never do it otherwise. I'm very grateful to Dennis and Des and Ian for, putting up with me.
Good.
They're all experienced, they are.
Well, that whole phone call has been recorded, so that'll probably go on the website as well.
Oh, Lawrence.
Oh, I've got you. So if you want to say anything to your fans, you can do.
Okay, well, I'll leave that one with you. That's great.
All right then, Nita.
Appreciate that. Okay, everything okay at home, Lawrence?
Yeah. Yes, all is well. Bertie's well.
Are you heading down to Bangor before I come back to...
Possibly. I'm not too sure yet. I'm just getting rid of everything at the moment, so...
Right.
Got rid of the tandem today.
You got rid of it?
Yeah. It's the first thing I sold. Yeah. A guy came from Bristol.
Oh, right. Did you get a good price for it?
Yes, I did. I got a very good price for it.
Good. Yes. Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Oh.
Right, anyways, Nita, better go. Speak to you in the coming days.
Okay, well, I'll give you a text each day then.
All right then. Okay,
night, lots of love.
Yeah, and to you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.